I'm Mandy Fick. It is Thursday, December 29th, 2022. It is 8:04. Under partly cloudy skies, it is currently 40 degrees, and time for your Kansas news.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm J.P. Bazette. Atchison has implemented mandatory water conservation measures to address concerns. The city's ability to meet water demands is being affected by record low river levels.
Atchison says it's drawing insufficient amounts of water for domestic, commercial, industrial, and agricultural use. Businesses and residents are being asked to do their part to conserve. Laundry and dishes are considered essential for hygiene, but residents cannot wash cars or water plants. This resident tells KCTV News she's willing to do her part.
I think it's important that we do what they say, yeah, because that could be our water. You know, it's got to be healthy to drink.
An ice jam making its way downstream from Nebraska will keep the river at record lows for several more days. I'm Rametta Landrum.
And the Garden City Police Department is celebrating its 100th year of service in 2023 and hosting a centennial celebration on January 9th at 10 a.m. at the Garden City's CC campus. And it is open to the public. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Norton, Kansas Police Department reported on social media that beginning December 26th and continuing through January 2nd, the Norton Police Department will join many other law enforcement agencies across the state, including the Kansas Highway Patrol, in the Taking Down DUI Traffic Enforcement Campaign. The New Year's holiday period outranks most of the other holidays in number of crashes in which at least one of the drivers is impaired by alcohol and or other drugs, and driving while impaired is wrong, however you should know that already. A DUI can stay with you for life and you will get caught, which should be a sobering thought, so make the right choice, the sober choice, beginning now, as these crashes often affect more than just the impaired driver. The crashes can affect anybody you share the road with, and the consequences can last a lifetime. While the Norton Police Department always takes impaired driving seriously, they will be conducting more traffic stops than usual during this time and searching for impaired drivers. According to Norton's Assistant Police Chief Jay Sharp, you need to keep in mind that if you are going to be using any impairing substance, don't even consider driving. You need to line up a ride with a sober acquaintance or other safe transportation before you go out. Remember, you are in the driver's seat, and please keep that in mind as you have a safe and happy New Year. Governor Laura Kelly signed Executive Order Number 22-10, which bans the use of the social media platform TikTok on all state-owned devices for Kansas executive branch agencies, boards, and commissions, and their respective employees, and prohibits access on the state network. This order is in response to the national security and privacy risks posed by TikTok, whose parent company is a Chinese-owned company, subject to Chinese government requests for data, technology, and other intellectual property. Today, Governor Laura Kelly said, "Today, I am taking common sense steps to protect Kansans' privacy and security. TikTok mines users' data and potentially makes it available to the Chinese Communist Party, a threat recognized by a growing group of bipartisan leaders across the United States." The order is in response to recent warnings from both the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Federal Communications Commission that user data from the social media platform TikTok is potentially being shared with the Chinese government, posing both a national and cybersecurity threat. Kansas joins other states across the United States and the federal government in implementing security policies related to TikTok. In addition to states' action, Congress recently enacted a TikTok ban on all federal devices due to potential security concerns. I'll be back with more of your news in just a minute.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has started a project to replace three bridges along U.S. 24 in western Graham County. The bridges are located approximately 7.5, 9, and 13.5 miles west of Hill City. Initial work will consist of constructing shoe-fly detours around each of the bridges. Impacts to traffic are not expected during this phase. However, drivers should remain alert when traveling through the construction zones. Upon completion of the detours, traffic will be routed around the bridges with a reduced speed limit while the reconstruction work takes place. KDOT expects the replacements to be completed in August 2023, weather permitting. A guided first day hike is part of a program sponsored by America's State Parks, and the first day hikes offer individuals and families an opportunity to begin the new year connecting with the outdoors by taking a healthy hike on New Year's Day at a state park. First day hikes offer a great way to get outside, exercise, enjoy nature, and welcome the new year with friends and family. And there are hundreds of scheduled first day hikes across the United States, including Prairie Dog State Park on Sunday, January 1st, 2023 at 10 a.m. at the Steve Mathis Nature Trail, and hikers will meet at the trailhead. Hikers are told to bring appropriate clothing and shoes and water. The trail is easy in difficulty and 1.4 miles in length. The first 1,000 feet of the nature trail is paved concrete, and the remaining 6,300 feet of trail is gravel. And along the trail, there will be a story walk book as well as a few wildlife information signs. The hike is pet friendly, however, they must be on a leash. For updated information, you can check out the park's Facebook page, Prairie Dog State Park, or call Prairie Dog State Park's office at 785-877-2953. For more information about the First Day Hike program and other hikes around the United States, you can go to stateparks.org. Funeral services for Wayne Belden, 82, of Norton, will be held on Friday, December 30th, 2022 at 10:30 a.m. at the Plummer Gomber Funeral Home. Burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Wayne will lie in state with a book signing from 2 to 5 p.m. Thursday, December 29th, 2022 at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to the Wayne Belden Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gomber Funeral Home at 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at www.plummergomber.com. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Weather for today, rain and snow, mainly before 4 p.m. The snow could be heavy at times, a high near 39, northwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Today's total daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 17, west wind at around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 46, southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming south in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 21, south wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming southwest after midnight. For New Year's Eve, Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 50, west wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23. I'll be back with more of your weather in just a minute.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. from Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast for New Year's Day, partly sunny with a high near 46. Sunday night, a slight chance of rain before midnight, then a chance of rain and snow. Mostly cloudy with a low around 28. Chance of precipitation is 40%. For Monday, rain and snow likely, becoming all rain after noon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 46. Chance of precipitation is 70%. And Monday night, a chance of rain and snow before midnight. Then a slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 20. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 38. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 15. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows that Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Don't skip Christmas. Skip your loan payment. United Northwest Federal Credit Union understands that times are tough, which is why we are offering a holiday skip-a-pay opportunity. For only $40, you can skip your December loan payment and have a little extra money in your pocket. Exclusions may apply. For more information or to apply, stop in or call us at 785-877-5191. UNWFCU is an equal housing lender and NCUA insured.
Your Kansas Sports Report was brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. We're just a few days away from the Sugar Bowl coming up on Saturday on New Year's Eve between K-State and Alabama, and Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka, and he discussed the matchup between the Tide and the Wildcats and what he feels each team needs to do to be successful and pull out a win in this New Year's 6 matchup.
When it comes to Kansas State, they have to be good at the tackle position. They can't let Alabama come around the corner. You know, Will Anderson and company can't get to Will Howard on a consistent basis. He's got to have time to operate. And with that, Kansas State's got to run the ball effectively early in the game to slow them down. So Alabama's, you know, we talk about Bryce Young, we can talk about other skilled players, but it's really about the lines for Alabama. That's how they dominate. Now, this isn't a fancy schmancy football program. They are very traditional in how they go about business, and I like that. I like that a lot. And with that means you get back to traditional football. Control the line, be able to run the ball, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, in sport.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water, and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water, and slowly heat it up. That frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag, Weather, and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora, member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger with a vision or your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's go ahead and get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have a trough of low pressure on the eastern side of the Rockies. The disturbance is going to be moving through that trough, and that is pushing a cold front into southwestern Kansas. The front will make its way across the state today, turning winds around to the west, and behind it, we'll see temperatures beginning to fall. Not a significant change overall in temperatures. It does bring us down just a little bit today. We'll have areas of snow developing in northwestern Kansas, where a winter weather advisory is in effect in the Goodland area, and then also some rain making its way into north central Kansas. Snow possible in northwestern Kansas today with a high temperature in the low 30s. Partly cloudy with a mix of rain or snow in north central Kansas. Temperatures today in the mid 40s for the high. Today's high in the mid 40s in northeastern Kansas, falling into the upper 40s this afternoon. In southwestern Kansas, a slight chance of rain or snow with a high in the mid 40s. Falling temperatures in the low 50s in south central Kansas today, and in southeastern Kansas, mostly sunny and breezy with a high in the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you very much for that weather update. Live cattle traders had little interest in moving the market one way or the other, even though many anticipate higher cash this week. Feeder cattle held surprisingly well despite strong gains in corn, and hogs followed a similar pattern as live cattle. March corn is trading down 3 cents early on Thursday after gaining 16.5 cents since Friday and achieving a new one-month high. Here in the U.S., heavy rains are expected in and out of the lower Mississippi River Friday and early next week, offering more help to barge traffic after an extremely dry fall. Soybeans are trading down 4 cents earlier today after a gain of nearly 30 cents in the first 2 days of the week. March Kansas City wheat is trading down 12 cents early, threatening its first lower close after 6 high sessions. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Ranchers, when you're out working in the elements, you need gear that works as hard as you do. Dry Shot is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at ValleyVet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof Dry Shot boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You will appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You'll like the all-terrain, self-cleaning, acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. Make your Christmas shopping easy. Dry Shod the whole family at ValleyVet.com, where you'll also find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Listener to enjoy our music. We also welcome good listeners.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
Elton John, Daniel with Jay Coffey, and Luther is going to be returning to the small screen in 2023 on Netflix, and Idris Elba is going to be reprising his role as DCI John Luther from the popular series for the film. Now, Luther the Fallen Son will arrive at some point in March.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. The country is quiet again this morning, and it is very possible that significant